The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome to the Tando Radio Show, everyone. I want to thank you all for listening. Today is September the 29th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. It will be a Wise Thursday as Brother Davis is here and ready to go. And I'm looking forward to today's show because there are a lot of reasons why we need to be getting ready and prepared in so many different ways. And we're going to touch on some of those. Some major events are unfolding globally in the banking sector that we need to talk about. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure that we talk about Black Talk Radio Network and how you can support Black Talk Radio Network to ensure that it continues to be here. And many of you have benefited from it, so now it's time to feed the roots. And you can easily do that by ensuring that Black Talk Radio Network will be here and all the program that has been brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network will be here. Just think where you would be if it had not been for Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very critical that we start feeding the roots. Now, how can you do that? You can go to blacktalkradionetworks.com/crowdfundingdigitalblackmedia/. And that's the website for the network and the crowdfunding campaign that's going on. It's right there. You can make your donations and contributions right there on the website. And there are three ways in which you can do it to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network is here. Option
muted.
A one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions are appreciated, and we sincerely thank you. You can make it by PayPal or by sending a check or money order, and you can send a check or money order for all of the three options. And make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, you can make that check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for your contribution of $24.99 or less, you will receive the monthly statistical performance report for the network as well as the social media operations via an email. So make sure you leave an email so that you can get that information. So for $24.99 or less. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. As an appreciation for your contribution, if you would like to receive more than one t-shirt, all t-shirts will be disseminated in intervals of $25 or more. So if you want two t-shirts, that's $50 or more. Three t-shirts, $75 or more. Four t-shirts will be $100 or more, so forth and so on. Make sure you leave a good email address. Make sure you leave a good forwarding shipping address. And I would also leave a telephone number just to make sure that in case there's anything that comes up with your order, that can be quickly resolved. Very, very comfortable t-shirt. Option number three, you can become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email report, you will receive your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, as well as an appreciation gift you will be receiving from the network from time to time for your financial support. So those are the three ways that you can support Black Talk Radio Network. And believe me, it's going to be critically important in the future. And it's, please, everyone, give something so that this network can stay on air and can continue to bring you things that benefits you, benefits your family, benefits our community, benefits us all collectively. It's going to, it has to be supported by you. Next, also, you can go to BTR Community. That is a social media outlet. There's thousands and thousands of people that listen to BTR, but there's only 100 or so people that are actually inside of the social media outlet. This is something that I think we should change and put. Just imagine if you had a business, a Black business, and that you were there to support your people, and you would want them to support you as well, especially since they are supporting the opposite side of things at a much higher cost. Black Talk Radio, Black Talk Radio Community, or BTR Community, is only $24 a year, $1 every week. Many of us have, you know, used that and you know, went through that in just on one outing with some friends. When things, I need to actually make my monthly contribution coming up here for October. But it's very important that we support BTR Community, that we become the change that we think is necessary, that we become the ones that facilitate the change that is necessary, that we become the ones that invoke our freedom. And I think that Black Talk Radio Network, BTR Community, is very critical. BTR Community is a social media outlet that was established by Scotty so that you will have a place where you can post without repercussions from what you think. You can also promote some of the things that you're doing, promote what's going on around you, and your information won't be sold to the highest bidder, or won't be sold at all. You won't be compromised that way. Many people think that FedBook is free. It ain't free. Never has been and never will be. It's very important that we become, instead of soldiers, that we become warriors. We're going to have to start to move our resolve to a place that can't be shaken. And those are steps, ladies and gentlemen. And this is one of the steps I think that are necessary. It's up to you, though. So, support BTR, support Black Talk Radio Network, so it will be here. Think of how much has already benefited you. It has benefited you enough to give to support at just $24 a year. I think it's been more. But see, I think it's very dangerous when we consume and we don't grow. We consume things and we don't grow. That, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be not the farmer's fault. It will be a flawed seed. Make sure your seed and our seed is not flawed. So that's how you can support. Everyone, if you're interested in purchasing precious metals because You want to get out of currency and get into real money that is going to protect you in the future. You would definitely need to contact me at 951-790-8330, 951-790-8330. Or you could go to our website, Prosperity Mint, see what we have in inventory. But before you purchase, make sure you contact me so that I can give you some information that is in your best interest, especially for what's going on in the world, so that you will position yourself accordingly. Very, very important. And you'll see why as we get into what's in the news. So with that being said, let's get into what is in the news before we get to Brother Davis, who is standing by. This is a very critical time, ladies and gentlemen, and things are unfolding drastically. But let's get into it. First article from What's in the News. Here we go. From thehill.com. Obama mistakes to override veto of 9/11. That's what Obama said. It was a mistake to override veto of 9/11 bill. President Obama said Wednesday that Congress made a mistake by overriding his veto of legislation that would allow U.S. citizens to sue Saudi Arabia over the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Well, I think they made a mistake, Obama said, during a CNN, a cerebrally naive network, town hall set to air Wednesday night. And I said my commentary. The global purge against the U.S. has just taken another gear. Laugh out loud. And it was the so-called lawmakers who put everything into motion. These people knew what they were doing and wanted it to be done by direction. The attack against the everyday person has just been targeted. So prepare, everyone. What do I mean by that? What happens with this bill is that it totally destroys a significant portion of immunity. Why is that so important? Because that is going to be used to purge and to prosecute and to bring public opinion against the United States, because the immunity that the government had is going to be broken. And all of the things are going to start to come out, and lo and behold, there goes the purge of the U.S. Strategical move that was played there, and this is continued. Next article comes from Sputnik. U.S. Japan finalizes new military cooperations amidst tensions with China. Japan basically has signed on to be more offensive. Now they can engage in offensive warfare because they changed their constitution. Very important, because the war is going to kick off there and all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. It won't be stopped. Next article, huge article, big story. Two Pakistani soldiers killed in Kashmir, cross border fire with India. And remember, Pakistan and India are completely arch enemies, and they're both nuclear nations. Russia, just over the last weekend, was down training some of the Pakistani military. And right now, as we speak, India went into emergency meetings with China because they are falling apart. They've always been enemies. The whole situation now is that India was one of the nations, and one of the few nations, that said that they will support the United States. And now this is why the overall move around them is being set forth. I don't think that that's going to last for very long. Critical, I said in my commentary, it says other nuclear nations, countries shooting at each other, only playing right into World War III that will lead into global nuclear war one plans, all unfolding globally. This stuff matters and is extremely important, because this is the stuff that is going to directly, adversely affect you, your family, and our community in the very, very near future. And it is going to be one that, if you do not care for, the obstacles will be immense. Next article. This one comes from UNEZ.com. This was a very good article. Putin ups the ante. In my commentary, the U.S. is done and defeated. It is a hard pill to swallow, economically, geopolitically, flatline, with a posted agreement of do not resuscitate this cancer. The U.S. is basically done. Check out that article. Next up, YouTube video from RT. Russia Today had John Kirby, the U.S. State Department spokesperson. What an idiot this dude is. It's all of those idiots over there, and they're more than idiots. Watch this YouTube video if you get a chance. And we'll probably, I don't know if I'll get to play it tomorrow, but this dude is basically saying that they're going to go to war with Russia and they're going to get more body bags sent to Russia. How arrogant and how foolish, but this is the overall setup, ladies and gentlemen. There's no denying. Within next week, within 2 weeks after this, within the month of October, I believe the overall motions toward the fall of the United States will be known to even the everyday person that's been watching different things on TV. I don't even know what's that, the one show. I don't know. Just watching TV. Just naive to everything that's going on. Even they will know. So check out this YouTube video. My commentary was, the state of murder by global governance has no end until the system consumes everything. When you know the evil deeds necessary in winning a calculated war, and you see within that reach the profitable means to such an end, one wouldn't need to search far for the devil, because they will find such a spirit in all of their decisions. When you listen to this YouTube video, you can see the devil in these people, formerly people, that they've given over to. Major, major, major. Next article. Here comes some of the trending, very important momentum that is picking up in Europe. And as we said on our very first show on Tando Radio Show, Europe will be the first banking crisis that will lead to the global banking crisis, and the U.S., in my opinion, will fall within 2 weeks after Europe goes, maybe even faster the way things are going now. From the Wall Street Journal, Comzer's bank to slash jobs, scrap dividends, and broad revamp. And this bank is the second largest bank in Germany. And my commentary, Europe's banking crisis is expanding. Soon the banks will start eating each other. They will start to cannibalize each other. And ladies and gentlemen, I think this has already started in earnest and ramp up today. Next article from Walking Times. Former Wall Street banker suggests global debt may not be owned by humans. Check out that article. Next today's show is Wise Thursday with Brother Davis. It's going to be a carryover from yesterday's show that Brother Davis wasn't able to do. Next article, very important one. This one came from Superstation 95. All Australians escorted out of U.S. Pine Gap, Australia. Spy base. Only Americans permitted now. And I said, this was my commentary. Big story. We covered this on Tando Radio Show a few weeks back, and I'm not surprised at all. Remember, the U.S. Army told the Australian government that they needed to make a choice between China and them. And Australia made its choice during the G20 in China earlier this month. And they decided to go with China. So now this makes all the sense in the world. This is why they kicked, in my opinion, all the Australians out of there, because they thought that they'd been compromised by the Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States has no friends anymore. The stuff has already hit the fan. You just haven't smelled it yet. But it is definitely coming. Huge, huge, huge. Kicking them out of the base that's in Australia. Next article from Natural News. Health Ranger issues an international financial alert as Deutsche Bank approaches catastrophic collapse. Trillions in debt exposures will burn through Europe's banks like a raging firestorm. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Deutsche Bank, in my opinion, has reached the moment of collapse. And when I say that they've reached the moment of collapse, this is definitely, they are where Lehman Brothers were in 2008. And because of how big they are, it's far worse, because their overall dividends exposures is huge. This will have, as Deutsche Bank goes, ladies and gentlemen, the whole global banking system can go. And this is something that you need to be preparing for now. And the window to prepare is going, this window may close very quickly. You could wake up tomorrow and the banking system could have globally collapsed. You could go half a day tomorrow. At the end of tomorrow, the whole banking system could collapse. And ladies and gentlemen, if that happens, believe me, you can't get to a computer fast enough. You can't get to the ATM fast enough. You can't get to the bank fast enough to protect yourself. This would be, when this happens, the door is sealed. It is written. So this is definitely falling apart. This is, let me tell you how big this is. This is the largest bank in Europe. Probably the most, one of the most strategically important banks in the world. And they're done. Finito. And you'll see what I mean by that. Next, U.S. Expected to suspend Syrian diplomats with Russians. Excuse me. U.S. expected to suspend Syrian diplomacy with Russian officials. The United States is expected to tell Russia on Thursday, today, it is suspending their diplomatic engagement on Syria following the Russian-backed Syrian government's intense attack in Aleppo. The U.S. officials said on conditions of anonymity, this comes from Reuters. Ladies and gentlemen, that means, and I don't know if we are aware of this, when you cease diplomatic ties, you no longer answer the diplomatic phone, because the only thing that you do now is pick up the phone for war and strategize the wars. There is no diplomatic process. It is now a war process, and the world war is about to start. Pretty soon you will see an engagement between, a direct confrontation between Russia and the U.S., and that is going to lead into the into World War III. That is going to move into, because every military has weapons of mass destruction to use, and when they start to lose the war, and the U.S. will be, in my opinion, the first to use it, and there will be an eco response. And ladies and gentlemen, that is when it's really going to be bad. Next article. America has become a debtor's prison, and your citizenship is your prison sentence. So check out that article. Next article, very important. Bloomberg: some Deutsche Bank clients reduce collateral on trades. They're basically selling and trying to get out away. A number of funds that cleared derivatives trades with Deutsche Bank AG have withdrawn some excess cash in positions held at the lender. Sign of the counterparty risk. Mounting concerns about doing business with Europe's largest investment bank. People are, it's a bank run that's happening as we speak. And so let me read this really quickly before we go into today's show with Brother Davis. Very important. And this comes from Superstation 95. Insider: Deutsche Bank collapse tomorrow, Friday, 9/30/2016, will wipe out banking systems worldwide. Now, do I think that that is possible? Hell yeah. Do I think that it will happen? I'm not quite sure, but I know it will eventually. It may not be tomorrow, but Deutsche Bank is done, and there's no way that there can't be any major counterparty risk in Europe, where Italy, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Germany, France, and the largest bank in Germany and the second largest bank in Germany are on the verge of collapsing. There is no shelter that's going to be there. And the thing about this is that when this happens, the Europeans will run quickly, and as they've been doing, to protect themselves. And they will take what you won't be able to have when you think, uh-oh, I better protect myself. It'll be too late. Let me read this really quick. Bank will collapse tomorrow, Friday, September the 30th, 2016. I wouldn't be surprised if it, because in my opinion, it's already collapsed. It's just a matter of the formalities now. The German government has no plan to bail out the bank, and its demise could wipe out the banks in the U.S. and other countries worldwide. According to the insiders, system downfall tomorrow, a collapse of this bank is unavoidable now. And it will wipe out everything immediately. Wolfgang Gertchen, president of the Bolivian Finance Central. The German bank sees the German bank is in serious imbalance. This is absolutely not peanuts. We are experiencing real shockwaves. The bank is in real trouble. The gentleman said Thursday, editions of the a newspaper that's there. This is as good as a death sentence. It is insider's info, primarily from the DB itself, Deutsche Bank. After the financial collapse is to take place on 30 September, meaning tomorrow. More news from this goes on. A run is taking place against Deutsche Bank in Germany as citizens rush out to take money, but they are being systematically delayed. At least on depositors' orders of 2,000 euros transfers out yesterday via wire transfer. At the close of business, Deutsche Bank has still not sent the cash. When challenged, the bank claimed they needed to verify all the information. The depositors now say he feels they no longer have the liquidity and can't pay depositors. It's coming out of Germany itself. Update. Germans are now being quietly told that all banks in Germany will be closed on October the 1st. One of the things that we told you here on Tando Radio Show when we first started, we told you that the banking collapse will happen on a Friday, and then they will tell you that the banks won't open on that Monday, that next previous Monday. And this is what's happening. All ATMs, credit and debit cards are likely to be unavailable for unknown duration. European Central Bank Chairman Draghi refused to talk about Deutsche Bank today. Says it is not his fault. The bank appears to be in trouble. Wow. And this dude said, it ain't my fault. They seem to be in trouble. These are all the signs that mainstream media haven't been telling you. You better respond to this appropriately. Even if Deutsche Bank doesn't go down, ladies and gentlemen, you still better protect yourself, because at least if you do and nothing happens, you don't lose anything. But if you don't prepare and this stuff does go down and Deutsche Bank is done, when it goes down and you don't prepare, you have the chance, and that chance is 99.99 that you're going to lose everything. The choice is up to you. There is panic in DB now. A lot of people withdraw money, closed accounts. One guy says he transferred 25,000 euros, and the bank called him to see if the amount and transfer is correct and true. Still, he has not, and still has not sent the money. This is a developing story. Please check, and you can check a lot of the mainstream. So I looked on CNBC, and they were trying to downplay, oh, it's our, you know, no big deal. Never listen to these individuals, because they have a vested interest. They get paid by Deutsche Bank and all the other corporations to keep people. Every damn thing is a buying opportunity for these stupid sons of a gun. And this is what's going to lead the general population to destruction. So, hey, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Brother Davis is in queue, and we're going to go to him on this Wise Thursday. Very, very important. Things are unfolding very fast, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time, give Brother Davis a call, 641-715-3616. The participant code is 5490-32 pound, and hit star 61. Get prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Be ready, because the shit has hit the fan. Talk to you soon.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio.
All right, well, let me see. I'm
black media for the new millennium.
Oh, that was my bad, Dave. Give me just a second.
Unmuted.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
It wouldn't be crazy.
Hey Dave, we good, man. I'm sorry I had muted myself because it was echoing back on your line, so I muted myself to stop it.
Oh, okay, cool. But now I just I figured that was because I mute myself all the time by mistake. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I had ran the promo, but you're good, man. I had just unmuted myself because that feedback wasn't going away.
Possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, brothers and sisters. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is, Brother Davis.
I always start out like that because I want you to identify certain things. And one of the things I want you to identify is everything that takes place on Wise Wednesday deals with the attributes of one, you. Understand how I said that? Because there'll come a point when that is the only thing you have to count on. You, your thought process, your thinking process, your decision-making process, and the result that you will have to live with after you make a decision. So you'll become times where you will see nobody you can even identify, and you will appreciate hearing the voice of a friend. The importance that I place on that is that it comes down to the preparation of the mind and alignment with one's spiritual practice. Now, the reason why I say spiritual practice is because I'm assuming that there are many people of different religions or spiritual aspects that listen to this show. For all of that knowledge from all of these years are going to accumulate in the next 3 to 4, let's say 3 to 6 months. Why do I say 3 to 6 months? It's because the things that will come overnight, meaning immediately, are going to be things that literally you feel the ripple effect from. So you might not feel the effect immediately, but you will feel the ripple effect. So you have to examine yourself closely, because you're going to examine everything from who do I love, or can I afford to do that? Is this in my best interest, or do I even want to take a chance? These things might have not even ever occurred to you before, because you have never been put in a position like you're about to be put in before. You always had option, choice. Well, that was the old America. In the new America, things are different. Why? Let's take something basic, like Black Lives Matter, by the way. Because you know, most people outside of black people, and a large percentage of black people, think Black Lives Matter are black people, where it's not. That group has been hijacked. Since George Soros put money in it, Black Lives Matter has just become a moniker that they use the way they want to use it. It doesn't serve the purpose of its original content. Oh, and by the way, the people running it are not the people who originally started it. So, if you was thinking at one point or another that that might be able to be a service to you, you're wrong. If you think for a minute that any one of these hot spots that are going on around the world is not going to affect you, and from the time it takes a dime to drop out of your hand,
Brother Davis, we're having some issues with your audio. You were breaking up. Please go ahead again. Yeah, we just lost Brother Davis, Brother Day. He'll be calling back.
Yeah, I think
back.
We did. Yeah, yeah. Give us a call back, Brother Davis. Or let me see, he's still there. Brother Davis, are you still there? Yeah, he's going to have to give us a call back. He just dropped off, so he'll give us a call back. And I would have to say, as Brother Davis, if you thought, and I'll just finish that one sentence because I can't finish the rest for this brother because the dynamic brother is just that. Saying that if you think that the events that are happening around the world are not going to affect you, so true, you're wrong, because that you are definitely the target of what is coming back. I think Brother Davis is there now. Let me unmute him. Brother Davis?
I apologize. I thought I was in a good position. But those let me get back to what I was stating, because I'm trying to get you to understand the dynamics of having to make a decision that you're knowledgeable of what you're doing and having to make a decision that you're not giving any thought to. Because, you know, some of us really don't want to make decisions. Think about that for a moment. You want somebody to make a decision so that the outcome could be fitting to what your needs are, but yet you don't want to make that decision. That's not unusual. So don't think that you're exception to the rule. No. Most people don't want to make decisions. They want a state of normality that does not change. But it does. And with decisions come the attribute of making. What is the attribute of making? The tension that builds up in your hands, the sweat, the concept of rationalizing what is good and what is bad in the circumstance of that decision. The reason why I'm bringing these things out to you is because I have been telling you all of this time about doing things to help you find your place of peace and comfort. But if you have not learned or achieved that level of personal understanding so that you can find your place of peace and comfort, then that means you will have no peace. I don't want you by any means to think that I'm hoping the worst. I'm not. Really, I'm hoping the best in every circumstance, but I'm a realist. And I know everybody is not going to come out of this. That is why I decided to, at this point, discuss how, where, and when. How you make a decision. Where, meaning your timing. And when. And the reality of that decision. Because, see, as things begin to take hold, we have to come to the realization that we're dealing with the most pervasive killer in history. Do you understand what that means? That means that in 9 out of 10 cases, whatever this killer comes in conflict with, it kills. So you have to be decisive in your decision making process. Are you by yourself? Do your family, is that with you? Or if not them all, who? What are you willing to sacrifice to put in a position of compromise? Would you die on your feet, or would you live on your knees? These are the realities that are beckoning at our door. So I really, really am encouraging you to call write down your questions and call. Because I'm going to tell you, you should be having conversations now with your spouse. I don't actually say involve your children as of yet, unless you're in a situation like my wife are in, where our children are grown. So we have discussed to some detail. What is that detail? To the content of what they can comprehend. Because you have to understand, just like your circumstances, where you might have family and friends who just don't want to see the forest for the trees, because they don't want to see the view beyond the tree. You understand what I'm saying? So you can only give them as much as they can consume with an awareness. Because all that other stuff takes away from their normality, and therefore, it's uncomfortable truth. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, you have to examine what are your willing to sacrifice, because you will be put in compromised positions. I was told a long time ago that if you can't live under tyranny, your decision is made. And the reason why your decision is made is because there's just certain things you ain't going to do. So I said to this person, I said, how can you see that in me? He said, because I said something to you the first day I met you, and you followed every letter of every word in that sentence. And I couldn't disconnect myself from that, because he was true. It was absolutely true. Because I was in a state of terror, not fear. And this person said, if you want to live, do what I say, do when I say do. And he was right. And I did not know this person's background at that time. But he and I built a relationship that if we seen each other today, it would be like we never parted. And I haven't seen him in a good 35, 40 years. Because he gave me more in that statement of himself than I could have ever understood at the time. You see, at that time, and this is a personal experience, we were flying into Vietnam. There was holes going through this chopper like, I mean, there was rounds was going through this like hot iron to toilet tissue. And there was about 15 of us in there. And this one guy who looked like a muscle-bound Superman was just sitting there holding his head. And what he told me later was, I could tell everybody on there who was going to get through this, and he was not. And I could tell that she was going to get through. So he said, when I stood up and grabbed my gear and said, you want to get through this? You do what I say, when I say, the way I say? Understand what I said? I understood every letter of that that he said. Now, like I told you, there was about 15 or 20 of us in there other than him. So they all heard it. Not all of them came back. I was fortunate. And my fire squad, we only lost one. And understand, to this day, I still see his face. But it was only one. Because I listened to what was told to me. So I'm going to tell you now, don't think this enemy is compassionate. It is not. Don't think this enemy that has a soft spot. He does not. He's already told you his plan is to depopulate. He's already told you he's going to do that by any means necessary. And he's demonstrated it Look at your food. Look at your water. Look at where you live. Look at your environment.
Caller in two, Brother David.
Okay. Most of all, look at yourself. Okay, bring up the caller, brother.
Okay, one second, brother. Here we go. Here it is. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Yeah, Brother Davis. Good evening again, Brother Scotty. I'm listening all day, and I heard y'all talking about this, and I really like this one. My name is Ramon. I'm calling from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Good day, Dave. How you doing?
Good evening, brother. Good evening.
Good evening, brother.
Good evening, both of you. I just wanted to ask the question because I'm actually experiencing those problems, which when you say having close family members that cannot, I'll put it this way. When I start talking like y'all, I need to make my way. I need to be prepared to sleep upstairs. Ouch. Does that help give you guys an understanding of what type of challenges I'm up against? And
oh, absolutely.
I think
absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of them things starting to cross my mind regularly nowadays that I fear that I may have to be in a position to make those, like you said, decisions that I may have to leave people behind, and that's a scary thing.
Why?
Because the very people I may have to live behind are supposed to be the very people I'm supposed to be family with, or, you know, I've invested my life with for over the last 25 years.
You know, there's an old saying, brother. If you have a choice between an empty canteen or a canteen full of water, which would you grab when you need it?
Obviously, the water.
Then you got decisions made. You see, it doesn't make a difference what you carry. If you can't carry it to distance, and all you're doing is postponing what is inevitable anyway.
Okay.
So you
now
might
forgive
think...
me.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to simply ask because I heard Brother David say this many times. We need to be preparing and planning. I think if I could speak for myself only, is that I would like to know what directly we could do right now. Because I'll be honest with y'all, I'm probably like majority of the people you're talking to probably share the same thing I have in common. I don't have nowhere to run. I don't have no money to be talking about going nowhere. So for me, I ain't got no choice. I'm going to have to plant my flag and stay and fight. What do we do?
Well, brother, the only thing I could tell you is dig in. Because at this stage of the game, here at Tando Radio, And in all of our travels of those people who have been listening regularly, we have been doing whatever we could to get the word out, to wake people up. And the sad part about it is more people are asleep than we can possibly wake up. So in your situation, you're going to have to buckle down, but you're not going to, and hear me clearly, you're not going to be able to carry everyone on your shoulders. And if you think you can, all you're doing is positioning yourself for your own demise. I hope I was very clear about that. Because one thing about life or death situations, you have to make decisions that are best suited for you. Because that same person that you might have been telling, who was always saying, oh, well, that ain't going to happen. They didn't want their normality disturbed. Now that's changed. Are you supposed to continue to try to open their eyes, or are you going to use your own through your best ability? I'm glad you called, brother. I'm glad you called.
Well, I have a lot of I can ask you, but I don't want to take up everybody else's time.
Go to Tando Radio, look at the webpage on Facebook, go back in the archives. There's a lot of information in there. Now there's a page set up on the BTR community. Go in there, you'll meet some like-minded people. You may come across conversations that will be helping you in these particular times. But most of all, remember this. If you can't depend on you, how can someone else?
Thank you for the information.
All right, brother. Okay, Dave, if there's not another call, I'm going to go ahead and continue.
Yeah, we got another call, Brother Davis, real quick. I would definitely say we got two more calls. Brother, one of the things, the table preparedness, food, water, shelter, and protection. And this is what Brother Davis and I, we've been talking about for a very long time. You already know what to do. Go ahead and do it. And for the people that are not preparing with you, let me just say this. If God can't make them do things, what makes you think that you can? You can't, brother. Just move on and do what you can. Brother Davis was absolutely right. We're going to go to another caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
My name is Jerry. I'm calling from Chattanooga. How are you doing, Brother Davis?
All right, brother. How are you?
What's up? Brother Davis, this is Jerry from RDP. He's an RDP.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I picked him up.
Okay.
Come on, Jerry.
How y'all brothers doing? I wanted to, I'm going to look closer to this, the last caller's age bracket. So I think I could help him out a little bit with that. You know, when we was coming up, it was certain things that our cousins, different family members, brothers, sisters, or what have you, were doing certain things that we knew that we shouldn't have been a part of. It took us a while to figure out that we have to let them do what they're going to do, get in trouble or what have you, and let them do that, because we knew better within our hearts that that's what we were not supposed to be doing. And this is the same situation. I'm just like you are, brother, to the point to where I don't have all of the money to do everything, so I try to pick, knowing, Dave, I always say this, knowing your particular location. So if you have things in your location that you could get without spending money, then you spend the money on the things that you can't get when this outbreak happens. So when you're doing that, it's really an easy decision, because there's only a few people that you have to prepare for that can't prepare for themselves, and that's your wife and your children. Everybody else has the willpower to say that I'm going to listen to what you're saying, and I'm gonna help you do this, and we can do this together. But if they don't say that, as much as you hate to, you just have to let them go. That's just the fact of the matter. I have a lot of cousins and aunts and uncles, because my grandmother had 20 children, and my grandfather had one outside of their marriage. So I have a large family, and a lot of them don't pay attention to nothing that I say. They call me every now and again because I tell them something, and then they see it 6 months later. But they're still not trying to get on board. So we have to understand that as long as you're preparing for your immediate family, because that's your seed that has to survive. You can't make nobody else's seed survive. They have to make that choice for themselves. So whatever you can do for yourself, you do that. And everything else, you have to just leave in the hands of the Most High.
I think you answered your question, brother, right there. Look, I appreciate your call, man. Let's try to move to the next call. But remember this, that if you have a relationship with the Most High will not forsake you. Period. Okay, Dave, can we go to the next call?
Yes, sir. Great, great call, Jerry. Well said, well said. Thank you, brother. Continue to listen. Next caller, here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother David? (973) They dropped off, Brother David.
No problem.
Jerry said something that's very, as much as you hate to, you have to. That is so true. So, Brother David, from the 973 caller that just dropped off, give us a call back. Brother Davis is here. Oh, they're here now, Brother Davis. They called back. Here it is. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis? I guess we're having a bad connection.
Yeah, maybe they entered the caller's queue by mistake, so I'm going to go ahead.
Q&A queue is cleared.
And clear the queue. Okay. If they do want to chime in, hit *6 and 1.
Yeah. Okay, Brother Davis, go ahead.
Okay. Your brother's
well, they're
demo.
Back, Brother Davis.
Okay.
Sorry about
okay.
that, Brother Davis. They're
Not
back. I guess they may be having some phone issues, but this is really important that we take these people, as you know, and as you would want to do. Here we go.
Yeah.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show with Brother Davis on Wise Thursdays. What's your name? What's your, where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
No, their phone may be muted.
Hello? Brother, are you there from 973? You have a question or comment? Last four of 7947. All right, I'm going to mute you out. We're going to go to the other caller then.
Okay, I wanted to have this conversation because people have to
understand. Brother Davis, there's another caller that's right here in queue. You had
okay,
a couple of them.
Okay, yeah. Bring them up.
Okay, great. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show with Wise Thursday with Brother Davis. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Hey, Brother Davis, my name is Russell. I've been listening to y'all for a while. I'm out of St. Pete, Florida. Anyway, man, I'm a road warrior such as yourself, and I got those special circumstances that I'm not around my family.
Yeah.
And I also got the situation like the person that was two callers ago, where there's more people than I can really account for. I actually got like 14 grandchildren who are really, it's hard for me to say that they're responsible, you know, for being able to move like we need to move. So I'm kind of torn about that, how to deal with that situation. And even in the aftermath, I really want to touch base with you about what we can do logistically, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. I understand that. But listen, I've always been saying that we had time to be able to teach ourselves on the internet something that would be a useful tool within the community. That brings viability to the purpose in which we serve in the community. Understand this, that when you have large families like that, you should always be looking for an operation that you could set up and get as many in one place as possible, preferably outside the city. That is really more conducive because you have more control. Inside the city, you have less control. Another thing you want to also consider is this. You've heard me, if you've been listening, you've been heard me putting time in my grandchildren, and I only have five. I've been doing things like taking them camping. I've been showing them different things in order for them to be able to identify that I'm doing this here for them as a fun and game, but I want them to learn. That way, when it comes time to when I need to have application, they're not asking why, they're asking what next. You see what I'm saying? The dynamic allows me to be able to think in terms of the security circumference and the accomplishment of the task at hand. So whatever you decide to do, brother, remember this. If you are going to take the lead, you're going to have to find a position where you can get them outside the city all in one place, or you are going to thread your thought process. What does that mean? That means that you're going to worry about those who aren't there, and it's going to take your mind off what you need to be doing with those who are there. So keep that in mind.
Okay. Somehow, man, I like to kind of network with you on how to proceed later in the field that we're in, how that's going to affect the future. Providing we make it, and I always plan to make it.
Okay, let me ask you this, brother. Do you have a shortwave radio?
No, I don't.
Get a shortwave radio, at least one that you can dial in frequencies and listen.
Okay.
See, what we're doing now is preliminary stuff. And the reason why I say that is me having stuff to get us through the first 3 to 5 weeks. That's going to be the tenth time. By that time, the system is going to kick in where it's going to set up a service for the amount of people that is left. But if you're on that street for any reason in that first 3 to 5 weeks, you're putting yourself in jeopardy because right now, martial law is on everybody's lips. And martial law means beyond a certain hour of the day, anything on the streets will be eliminated.
Right.
Would you
consider probably set up CB
CB'd be good when you're trying to do local stuff. That's good.
Right.
But understand this, that if it doesn't have shortwave radio adaptability, you put yourself on the short end. If it does, you can at least dial in on channels and listen to information that would not be privy to those people who don't have them at all.
Okay. 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 Maybe get some talk in later. I don't want to take up anybody else's time. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. But keep going back to Tando Radio page, looking into the archives. They have a lot of information there. Like Dave said earlier, get some food and some water. Stock up as best you can. Also, get some wood and nails. If you're going to be in one place in the city, you need to board up your house so that you can make it as secure as possible. And let the children know as you do this what you are doing. Because now you're going to give them a crash course on being a part of securing the whole family.
Okay. I also need to know something about how to protect some equipment that could be useful in the future.
Well, let me say this here. Guns are always good. Ammunition can be used for protection as well as bartering.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. The more food, canned goods that you have and things like that, those are bartering tools. Even needles and thread will be a bartering tool with somebody who needs needle and thread. So remember, nothing that you have or that you could salvage is that you may not see the importance in can still be to your advantage to have if you need it, because somebody might need that very thing that you didn't see value in and is willing to put value on.
Okay, brother. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a vehicle. That's what I was kind of more alluding to. I got a vehicle.
How old is your vehicle?
2005.
No, you need to get rid of that. Get rid of it now. Look, if you can, well, actually, no. A truck can be an asset, but the whole thing with that is that it has a computer system inside. Anything that has a computer system inside can literally be hacked. And hacking may not be to your advantage, and it may be to your disadvantage in some place.
And it's also hard to repair them as well. It can be hard. And you're talking to a person grew up working on cars, and when they start coming out with them computer chips and stuff that only you had to take it to a dealer to fix, man.
I actually did automotive for about 20 years, and I do between the points systems all to the computer systems, but I'm not in touch with what's going on right now.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. If you can get something for that, it would be best for you to turn that and utilize the resources from that to maybe get something that would be more conducive to where your circumstances is dictating.
Gotcha. Okay. Understood. Thank you, bro.
All right, thank you, brother. Thanks for the call. Is there anybody else calling? Anybody else on the board?
Yeah, let's try this one. We can go to a commercial break, Brother Dave. When we come back, call it SNQ. Hold on. We'll be right back to you right after this commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show with Wise Thursday with Brother Davis. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project. helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show on Wise Thursday with Brother Davis. We have another caller that's in queue, and I would definitely say to everyone, you know, it's so critical that you call in with questions. We do Tando, and we do Wise Wednesdays, Wise Thursday, but your questions are more important than anything else because we don't know what it is that's specific to you that you need help with unless you call and speak up, because this opportunity may not be the time that you'll have in the future. Take advantage of what you have now. Give a call. Call in 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Hit star 61. I'll speak for Brother Davis and I. We care more about your individual circumstance than we do the darn show, okay? We need to hear from you, especially now, because this may be some of you never know how this is going to go. And as this war kicks off, we may not be able to have a show at all. So let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show on Wise Thursday with Brother Davis. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question for Brother Davis? Caller from New Jersey. You're on. Go ahead. All right, so I'm going to mute this person out. I don't know if they're having bad reception or what. Oh, wait, there they were. Hello? Caller from Jersey? 973?
Come on, Dave. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yes, now we can hear you. Now we can hear you. Go ahead, sister.
How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Glad you made it through. Brother Davis is there. What's your question or comment that you have for Brother Davis?
Okay, the question I have for Brother Davis, he just talked to this young man about having a car that didn't have a computer on it because he said that it may be hacked. Are we talking about cars after what? What year are we talking that we're looking to get this car that we don't want to have hacked? Those computers started coming out in what, 2000 or what year?
Well, actually, I would say 1999. Just to throw out here. Now, the reason why I throw that year out is because the computers got really popular around 2002, 2003, and forward. And then they got more advanced the more forward they came. So, literally, if a person can take and hack into a computer, he can hack into a car computer also. That may work to your advantage, to your disadvantage, because nowadays, if someone wanted to get to you and you were trying to get away and they have the ability to take over your car and you can't stop them, why should they chase you?
That's correct. Well, anyway, I have another car, but I do keep my old car. It's 1990. it's really good on gas, so I thought to myself, wow. And also, you talked about the shortwave radio. Also, just in a nutshell, I want to go to a site where you recommend all the things. I guess I can just get on. I'm not a Facebook person, never been. I just never really care too much about Facebook. But I do, and Ken, I guess, Mr. Sando, you do with that Black Community News or that new bulletin that Mr. Reed started posting, the private community for us. I guess you put some all things there that are needed for us to get a jump start on. I mean, it's hard for me as a mother, you know, and be honest with you, to kind of listen to this stuff, because I hear people say that you got to leave your families behind and things like that, and I think I have just one daughter who's 17 years old, and I'm thinking if it came down to death, I don't know. If we see pictures on television and stuff like that, but I, you know, as a mother speaking, it's hard to let go of your children. I mean, I think it's easier to let go of your husband than your children.
Okay, I understand that, but listen, I never said let go of your children. I said you make the decision that is best for you. Now, if you feel as though the sacrifice that you make is worth it, then how deep into content would you like me to take you?
Well, I'm like this. I mean, my thing has always been with me. I'm spiritual, and I say, what's the end result? I mean, I don't want to be here if I gotta look like I'm like the living dead. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think I want to be on this earth if I have to be on this earth and knowing there's not a means to an end or there's gonna be brighter days. I'd rather just go with the other people because that's just the way I feel. I mean, I'm definitely a fighter. Any people who know me, I'm definitely a fighter, but I got to see what the end result is going to be. I don't want to be walking around here like the living dead or whatever like that and looking towards what as a black woman, black kid. What are we fighting for? What am I living for at that point? You know? But I do want to still survive.
Now, sister, listen. I'm saying, listen to me very carefully. Because you're a woman, you have been the most victimized being in any disastrous situation, and they have utilized you for their own pleasure and their own pain. You have to decide on whether you are going to die on your feet or live on your knees, and that is not something that changes because you're a female. I'm telling you that because there are more destructive things that men do with females than they do with male. Now, the reason being is because men, in most cases, believe their Western teaching. And those Western teachings teach that men are the stronger of the beings. But they fail to realize that in the evolution of all things, men cannot have babies, nor could they put up with that process. So I have to leave you right there, sister, because if I take you any further, I should be someone who's going to be in your corner or a part of your system so that you can find the confidence. See, people find confidence in other people's words, but yet that person with the words cannot give them what they need in their time of need. So if you need to rise as a woman, I can't tell you that you have to slow your breathing down so that you can literally look at the layout, see if you're trying to escape or see if you're trying to rescue, okay? Because you're talking about a dynamic about another person. You may be willing to make that decision or that sacrifice. Let me say this. Me and my wife have discussed this in detail, and we have decided that we would rather die on our feet than live on our knees. And that's a decision that you must make individually. So keep that in mind in whatever you decide to do and whoever it may involve.
Thank you.
And I would just, sister, and I would just say, just to piggyback on what Brother Davis is saying, we have a saying that we've come up with, never scared, always prepared. Once you start to prepare, you diminish that docileness of fear and that domestication of fear. Just like you said that you would not rather live in certain conditions. Well, just do what you can to ensure that you won't be living in that by preparing and give more energy to that. Because when you do that, that's much more profitable. And not only that, it sets the tone for prosperity to actually be shown to our children. They need to see who they really are by how we conduct ourselves as their parents. So continue to raise your children and continue to be one that is sincere in the fight for yourself and the prosperity, because that is worth it all. There is no such thing as death. So Brother Davis actually is given some great things for you to do. And you already know, sister, you just prepare and then you take on whatever it is that you have to take on and create a new living standard for yourself and your family in the future. So that's what this is really all about. Brother Davis, there's no one else in queue. If you'd like to pick back up where you were, the floor is yours.
Yes, listen, everybody has an opportunity to examine themselves. But not everybody knows how to examine themselves. I've started in these radio shows teaching you how to do that. So let me give you a quick synopsis on what you need to be able to do. You need to be able to close your eyes comfortably and breathe deeply and listen to yourself. Listen to your body. And then you have to expand your mind. You have been taught wrong about life. What's your design to do that? It is called the Great Deception. And people are going to start finding out how deeply that deception goes. So you have to at least have the clarity of being able to say, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm not going to do. Because when you can do that in your place of peace, then you are more prepared to make a decision in your time of distress. Because in your place of peace, you will learn yourself. In your time of distress, you can impress yourself. But you must believe what I always say. You must believe you can achieve the impossible in order for you to achieve it. If you give up, then you've already lost. I hope that can help you, sister. But be blessed and understand that you will not be alone. There will be like-minded people around you. You just have to filter them out and put your group, become a part of a group that will be able to be a service to you, and you can be of service to them. Is there any other calls?
No, Brother Davis, all calls are clear. If anyone likes to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Ask the questions, because it's very, very important for where you are. Had some great calls. The sister, you've already prepared for prosperity, as well as the brother, because now you're consciously giving energy to it. Give Brother Davis a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And Brother Davis will be here to actually answer some of your calls. And it's very important that you call, because we don't know who you are and what you're contending with. We have an idea of what everyone will be faced with and some of the things, but every person is unique. Every situation is unique. And your uniqueness is critical, because when you ask questions, you help someone else. It's not always about you. It's about you being able to also assist. Brother Davis, we got a couple of more people in queue, so let's go to those callers if you're ready. Okay, caller, welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Hi, my name is Angela. Can you hear me?
Hey, sister. Yeah. How you doing, Angela? Yes.
I'm good. Thank you. And thank you for all the information you guys provide. My question is, I've been thinking about, like, getting together with a group of people, but I just heard, like, somebody else was here in Colorado. But I don't hear any ladies listening usually in the area I live. And, you know, I know you all have a group where you might be, but, I mean, how are you connecting people? Are you all connecting people, or are you expecting them to connect themselves?
Okay, let me say this here. You connect yourselves because you know your own environment, but you have to understand the uniqueness of being a woman. There is a underlying thread in sisterhood that allows you to be able to converse about things openly that men would not even consider. So if that is the case, then you need to seal out those women in your area, because as this happens, it won't be an overnight, things won't happen in a drop of a dime. And those things that do would be the time before as it drops to the ripple effect gets to you. That's not just going to affect you, it's going to affect other women. So you might get that knock on your door, or you might knock on someone else's door. But you can do something. And that sisterhood allows you to make that transition. So whatever you do, don't give up on yourself or that sisterhood, because that may be your out.
Yeah, well, I think I feel the same way the gentleman from Colorado Springs. It sort of sounded like he was going through where the people just don't understand what he's talking about. They're so clueless or so asleep that they don't really see what's going on, and you've talked to them before about things, and they go off, and then they don't come to you until something happened, you know. So nobody's serious in moving forward with anything, and that's what I don't see with any of us, is nobody's moving forward around me anyway. I don't see it around me at all.
Are you?
I am. I have some property then, right now. The one thing is knowing where you are. You know, I know where I am, but I don't know where I am, meaning that there's some things I need to probably look about, the terrain, kind of things. I can eat wild and so many things like that I haven't taken the time to do, although I've gathered books and information about it. You know,
let me ask you this here. Do you have a gun?
No, I don't. Never have owned a gun.
Change that. You need security. If you're going to have a piece of property, someplace you could take your family to, you don't need somebody coming and taking whatever your resources are.
True.
Okay? You are ahead of the game because you have someplace. So literally all you got to do is stock it as quick as you can, as best you can, and understand how I've said that. As quick as you can, as best you can, because you could go to Walmart and buy a 12-gauge shotgun for $200, $159 on a sale. Okay? A lot of people don't realize this, but the 12-gauge shotgun is the most popular home security system on the market because people, all they got to do is put the shells in and this buckshot and look, I don't want to do this, but if you force it, I'm going to protect my family, period. There's things you can do, and guess what? The supply is still thick right now. If you want to go and get a long 12-gauge shotgun, have it sawed down to a sawed-off shotgun so that you can be able to wield it a little better, these things are not uncommon, sister. They are not uncommon.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something. This is how minute I have gotten. I got 3 slingshots with iron balls. So I don't limit my potential to be able to either hunt or secure my house or whatever I need it for, it's there. Do I have guns? Yes. But why overlook something that could be a silent tool because I have a gun that can make a lot of noise? Don't make sense.
But Davis,
you know what I'm saying?
But
yes.
I think it's important to point out to the caller, in terms of sawed-off shotguns, that if you get a shotgun and you saw it off, make sure that you keep it out of sight because that is illegal in the United States and many of these states to have a sawed-off.
Absolutely. But the reason I was just pointing it out because a shotgun is something that is relatively cheap
right.
That is functional as a security weapon.
Right. I would agree. And not only can you have bird shot or, you know, the pellet, shells, but you can also use slugs, and slugs have a lot of stopping power.
Yeah, they do.
And just got to train with it.
Keep in mind.
Okay,
well,
before I let you guys go, can I just say thank you very much, Tando Radio Show. Thank you, Scotty Reed. I appreciate all you brothers do, and I'll keep on listening.
Yeah, look, tell your friends, because I'm going to tell you something. We're in a campaign right now. Well, what we're trying to do is get as much information out now because we don't know how much time we have left. And the more information you get from us, we ask you to please try to make a contribution because that keeps us viable longer.
Yes, I certainly will. Thank you for your information.
You're welcome. Is there any other calls, Brother Dave?
Yes. Great call, sister. And what we're probably going to be doing, I'm going to stop focusing so much on why we need to prepare and focus more on how we should be preparing. And that's something Brother Davis and I had took on a while ago and started a group in Facebook, but I've gotten off of Facebook. But we're going to spend more time just exclusively on just that, the table of preparedness, food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. That is where you start. And to the sister, let me just say this before we go to the next caller. If you notice something about just from the biblical story of Noah Ark, there was only one ark that was built. Just pick up a hammer. That's where we are. It should be assembly lines of arks, but that's just not reality. Just do what you can do, and you'll find that the great creator will bring those individuals that need to be in your life to assist you. Just do what you're supposed to do, and it will happen. Happen here with Tando. Okay, here we go. Next caller, Brother David.
All right.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Well, it's Ramon again, calling from 719 Colorado Springs. Before I go further, is it okay if I invite Sister Angela to be able to reach out to me over your radio station, sir?
We welcome everybody who's in need for the information we have. We welcome to come in and listen, and please make a phone call if we can help.
Okay. She can reach me at electronicproducers@gmail.com. I would ask that she at least just put in BTR as some type of tag on her head, her subject, so, because I don't answer everybody's emails. And I want to say to her, I'm a builder here in Colorado Springs, among a bunch of other talents I think I have. Particularly if she has property, we have ideas that it's often said on y'all radio stations, we need to start producing on these lands. Well, I have some ideas that I care not to say online, but I would love to talk to her about them. She may be open to the ideas for us to talk with her about using her property as a production for ideas we have that could produce raw materials. I would say to her the same thing you said. If she's going to get some land, you know, she should be protected. At the same time, I want to tell her, I don't know if she's calling from Southern Colorado or Northern, but up in Northern Colorado, I was able to, on my own research about Colorado Black history, I found that there's a place up in Northwest Colorado called Deerfield Hills, Colony Hills. I mean, it's called Deerfield Hills, Colony Hills. And speaking with those people, that land is just sitting there. It was owned by Black people who used to produce vegetation for, she may know of the grocery stores here in town called King Supers. They produced a lot of vegetation for big chain grocery stores here. So I believe if she's got land and stuff like that, she may want to look into that. That's what I'm doing in my yard right now. We're building my whole backyard is being turned into a family center with food, vegetation, party, whatever we want to do here in our home. Also, David, I wanted to ask you, changing subjects real quick, what do you think about, I'm getting a harassment of people wanting to lend me money as a business. And today I finally just got tired of it and finally asked the people, who's the lenders that's trying to get me? Because I don't know why y'all trying to lend me money is what I asked the person. And I said, because I basically asked them, what is your requirement to get the loan? They said, well, you know, it says that blah, 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 $50,000 deposits monthly. I'm like, I don't put $50,000 in the bank a month. So I know you're just shooting for something.
Real quick, because that's a great, great question. But let's do this. Let's take that one on tomorrow, only because it's Wise Thursday. Very, very important. And then I'll give you, not to interrupt, but I don't want to take away from, because there's a couple of other callers, very important. Indeed. And then I'll tell you what's my opinion about that. Very, very important. And we'll help you with that a little bit later. Okay?
Excellent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, brother, I truly appreciate it. Don't forget, call, and we'll talk about that tomorrow or I'm not quite sure, cause, or Friday. But listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. We got another caller that's in queue, Brother Davis. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Hold on, caller from 727.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show on Wise Thursday with Brother Davis. We have another caller in queue in the last 30 minutes. Everyone, please call in with your question or comment for Brother Davis. Very, very important. Let's go to the other caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show with Wise Thursday with Brother Davis. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Hey, brother, I heard you all say 727. This is still Russell from St. Pete. I wasn't really trying to get in another question. I would like to have a word with Brother Davis on another time, but I don't have a question. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you, brother. All right, brother. Brother Davis, it's all clear, so you're good.
Okay. So listen, the reason why I really wanted to have this time tonight was because I want to make you think about decisions in crucial situations. I want to make you think about those people that are around you when you have to make those decisions. I want to help you think on how about analyzing who's with you, where they are, and conducive to the circumstance you may be in and the position you are at. Because in reality, nobody can predict how, when, where your confrontation is going to occur. But if you have a process, a thought process, that allows you to evaluate, that allows you to scan, that allows you to articulate all the information before you have to make a decision, then that way you're in a better position to make a decision. Sometimes, and if you're fortunate, all it may require is a yes or no answer and a move on. That's happened. But at other times, it may require you to draw on the energy that you didn't think you had. Draw on a principle that you thought you would never even encounter. Because diverse circumstances means that there are circumstances that are out of your control. And one thing you don't want is to be under someone else's control, because they may make demands on you that you cannot forgive yourself for. So don't think for one minute that your mind is going to go to mush. Because if you do, guess where your mind's going? But if you think that in every circumstance, I'm going to make the decision, win, lose, or draw, that is suitable for me to live with beyond my
circumstance. Q&A queue is cleared.
Anything in the situation, the way America's going to go, can happen. Because, see, once the banks close and all of a sudden people don't have no money, those people who have not prepared with food or water, or may not have had the drugs that they need for their illness, all of those people are going to be affected immediately. And if the government decides, which it will, that we have to shut down for a few days to reorganize, that few days may go from a week to a month to 2 months. But in the meantime, there's going to be a certain degree of organizations in your street, because those organizations in your street are there to do one thing, and that's eliminate the danger. And if they think you are the danger, they're not walking up to you and asking you. They're going to eliminate the danger, and it's on the individual's observation. And you see what's happening now. And what you don't know is that what is happening now is trying to prepare your mindset for the destruction that is about to come. Why do I say that? Well, look at TV. Everything's the living dead. You know what that teaches you? To shoot people who are walking. Everything is about evil. And that teaches you that your government has literally victimized you. You trusted it, it victimized you. Okay? So not anything on TV is on there to bolster you as an individual. Think about it. And I'm going to tell you something. The sad part about it is that now those movies that are coming out to boast the people, perfect examples, the new Nat Turner movie coming out, you see how much conflict they did? They did that to keep people away from the movie, because that kind of movie empowers you to think that you can achieve the impossible. Even if the result isn't what you wanted, at least you know through an attempt there's a possibility. And they don't want you thinking like that, because that's independence. They don't want your independence. Because if you got one independent person and all of a sudden you get in a group of independent people, now you become a force. And they don't want you to be a force. They want you to subside and submit. And that is going to be the message. They're going to get you so hungry that you're going to want to do anything for something to eat. So thirsty that you're going to do anything but something to drink. They understand how this works. The person it's new to is you. And guess what? This is the silver lining in this cloud. 99.9% of the people that you see on the street on a daily basis have no idea this is going to happen. Because that is how complete corporate media has been with controlling every intricate part of the plan. You don't hear nothing about United States policies on the media. You know what you hear? Arguments. They're not telling you that there's major confrontations all over the world that one may put us into a world war. They're not telling you that on national TV. You know what they're telling you? They're talking about entertainment. They're talking about fashion. They're talking about the rappers who are wearing multi-million-dollar pieces, but they're not telling you as soon as the video's over, they take them back to the place that they rented them from. The reality has been so fudged that we have to first understand this. Westernism has deceived us, and we must break our loyalty to that way of thinking.
Brother
Davis.
We must
pick up arms and pick up those information that will allow us to be able to start training ourselves a different way.
Brother Davis, I have a question. Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Not really a question, but just clarification for those who may not have heard you, or so that they don't be confused about anything. When you say an independent person, and then you said, you know, that is able to increase their individual power by getting with other independent people, you're not talking about people who operate as loners or anything. You're talking about people who are able to think independently of the system and the programming, right? Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought clarity to that, because literally, if there's somebody out there that's floating around because they're not prepared, you know what they're called? They are called resource absorbers. They will absorb as much of your resources as you're willing to give them. So don't think that your compassion, that's right, they do it now, my wife was saying, don't think your compassion is going to make a difference on how they perceive their circumstance. Because guess what? They think there's another one of you out there. So when you reach the point where you're done giving your resources away, they're going to move on. They'll move on and look for somebody else who's willing to be compassionate. And I told you when I first started this, you're going to have to put all of that on hold, because you need to save that for those people that are in your group. Because those are the people who are going to look out for you, and those are the people you should be looking out for. And I'm going to tell you something, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all. But it doesn't mean it's a death wish. We can get through this, people. But we got to get through this here mindful of what we're trying to achieve. Because I'm going to tell you something, this whole thing that's going on with all these here black people being shot, you know why they're blowing that up? They're blowing that up because they want to antagonize you emotionally. Because if you record, there's been over 700 or 800 people killed by police this year, and only 300 or so of those were black. So they're not telling you about the white people that police are killing.
856, Brother Davis, as of today. 856 Americans have been killed by American slave catchers as of today.
Excellent. And only 300 or so, not quite half of those, are black. So you have to understand why they're blowing this up. They're blowing it up to antagonize you. And those white people who are not, independent thinkers, those small-minded white people who think that, oh, well, if it comes down to killing them, I guess we got to kill. No. You have to understand the purpose of man. Man represents the larger aspect of the world, of humanity. Is every man worthy of living in humanity? Absolutely not. But those who are unworthy are not worthy enough to make the decision over those who are worthy. But that is what has been happening. The deception that has been going on to keep us at war. Think about that. America is 239 years old and been in the war for 212 years. Does this even make sense? So we have to understand that the change that's going to come is going to happen to us through collaboration, through being able to at least open our minds to the conversation that if change is going to come, we're going to have to do it. And not that we may not only be the ones that look like you. And you have to be open to build alliances. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things that are going on out here that are going to be totally unholy. And believe me, a lot of the things that have happened in years of history have not been told because they've been so atrocious that they don't want other societies to know that they do these things. But if you've been just listening or reading independent news, as you've been reading about it, didn't you hear about the boy, 14 years old, killed his dad, went to school and shot two people? That's bizarre. You understand? So these things happen. You hear about the judge who was sending kids to jail based on him getting money from a prison industrial complex? That's bizarre. But these things happen. We must take control. But it ain't going to happen because we want it. It's going to happen because we have to do what is necessary to put the groups together, the like-minded people, in order to make change. So, when you get into that secret place tonight, and I'm going to tell you something, brothers, listen to me closely. I have a wife for 35 years. I love her intensely. And when she's not around me, I miss her intensely. But she knows. Before I would see harm come to her, I would gladly sacrifice my life. And she's already told me, before she would allow herself to be victimized, she has to make that decision. And see, when you've come to that point in your relationship, the only thing you can do is enjoy the time you have together. Because in that time you have together, you can plan on the future you'll have after this is over. And that's exactly what we do. And make no mistake, nobody has an easy life. And no two people are making decisions based on the needs of the one. We're making decisions based on the needs of our bill. Do we agree on everything at the same time? No. Do we see everything the same way? No. But as long as we are open to each other and we can converse about them, there is common ground we can find. And you see, when you're going to build this, you need to build with somebody who understands your common ground, because they see the vision that you see. And if they don't, you better make a decision, because in reality, they may do something that's contrary to what you're trying to do. So it is important that we take the time at this point, before this thing gets out of hand, and sit down with that significant other and just conversate. You don't know what's going to happen. She don't know what's going to happen. But openly conversate. Because in reality, you don't want her to look at you like, what you going to do? You see, I let her know what I have with me, and I let her know what I don't have. And she knows when she looks in my face, if it's going to go down, and she knows how I'm going to deal with it. And the reason being is because she knows I cannot live under someone else's hand. That is an impossibility. But if I can change that or cut that hand or that arm off so so that we can get back into our rhythm and move forward, that's the decision I will make. So make sure that when you talk and you have these discussions, nobody's in the blind. Because believe me, I don't want to even think about what has happened to our women because they were slaves. So I damn sure ain't gonna put my wife or any of my children, if possible, in that circumstance. And we must understand this. When we have no control and they have control, they don't care how we feel about it. You've seen the slave movies. Now think of wartime. When they know, they don't care. So as I started this off, when we are dealing with the most prolific killer in the annals of humanity. Make no mistake, I believe that I'm a man standing on my feet, and if you push that button, there'll be no surrender and there'll be no retreat. Because either way it goes, when I make that decision, I'm prepared. Because see, I don't believe in death. So you can't kill me. And once you see that I'm serious, you may believe that we are all like that. And if my children see, they will believe we are all like that. And there's no greater mindset than to have those people who are around you to believe they can achieve the impossible. Because that way, they try. And when they do, it changes the whole dynamic. So believe me, we got some things ahead of us. And like I said, we can build relationships and alliances. We can change the whole dynamic of what is about to happen. But we're not going to do it individually. So when you get out here and you get to conversating, and you hear something that might, it won't hurt you to say, you know, I've heard that too. Because that might open the door to somebody to say, well, let me answer this here. What was your opinion? See, conversation is easy. I told you, one of the tools I use is I walk up to people and say, you know, you look like you might be some of my family. And you know what's interesting? When it comes to white people, I walk up, excuse me, you look like somebody I went to school with. You never know. We, matter of fact, me and my wife was in the truck stop and we ran into some preppers. And they were talking about, oh, things happening, come and be with us. Now, understand what I'm saying here. That was just some people who were sitting down at the table. We happened to be conversating. They said they were preppers. We gave them a little insight. They started talking more. And before you know it, they were telling us where their place is at, how they got, for the past 5 years, been setting this up. They got three adult kids who don't have no clue, so they ain't planning for them. And they want to be around like-minded people and know that we were like-minded people. They're out there. Not that we would, yeah, like my wife said, not that we would go there, because we don't know these people from Adam. But you have to understand, they are out there, and if that's what you have to deal with in your neck of the woods or your neighborhood, and you think that you can build an alliance with them, because don't get me wrong, they were just an older couple. They were about, I'd say about 60, 65 years old, and literally, they were heartbroken behind their children, their grandchildren. Because their children don't understand. And we can relate to that. It's not a problem. But it's not that I'm going to bring mine there. No. But I let him know it's good to be, we are like-minded people. But you know what? He smiled at me as if to say to himself, you know, black people understand. Or some black people understand. Because I've been around some black people who ain't got a clue. And you got to pick up on that. Because you can't spend time trying to get them to understand. Because that's time you could utilize with someone else who's at least halfway there. And you must, that's right. My wife says you got to be selective about information you give. Listen, this is Brother Davis on a Wise Thursday. I want you to understand, regardless of what comes along, regardless of how bad the weather gets, regardless of how bad the storm and wind blows, we are human and we can do this. This is Brother Davis coming at you. Look for me for next Wednesday, because next Wednesday I'm working on a show that we're going to deal more with scavenging. Now, we've been putting this off for a reason.
And the reason why we've been putting it off is because every time we think we got a good basis, there's a new dynamic that comes into play, which makes sense because in reality, one other man's trash is another man's treasure. Okay, Brother Dave, it's back to you, man. I appreciate you, brothers and sisters.
Wait, no. I bust out laughing because that's so true, Brother Davis. On this, a new dynamic comes along, and you just and so. But we're waiting for, and I think that is going to be pointed for the time that we're in. Truly, truly appreciate. Always love you and Sister Davis. Thank you for doing this with us, Brother Davis, Sister Davis. You know how long we've been doing this with from RDP to Tando Radio Woo. Show.
Yeah, it's been a while, brother.
It's been a while, and I truly have been fortunate to be on this journey with the great brothers and sisters that we have. Our future is so bright. One of the things is that if we look at who we can become, because we've already decided to be that, there is nothing that can stop you from creating that heaven and to regain that prosperity that's been lost. We need to look at these situations on our terms, not by the conditions that's been created by someone else. If we prepare, and then with that preparing, we can establish our own sovereign nation, and that is critical. Sovereignty starts with the individual's free will, wielding of their energy. It starts with you. If you determine yourself to be free and independent, there is no chain, there is no cage that another man can put you in. You can only be placed where you surrender yourself to go. Great, great show, Brother Davis. Looking forward to, God willing, to doing more. And everyone, that's going to be today's show. But we see the importance of preparing. You have to call and let us know where you are. As far as meeting people that you don't know yet, I'd be very methodical in that because you don't know individuals. Prepare yourself. Prepare to build your art and build from there. But there should be some collective prudence among us all from everyone. And there is a proper way and an orderly way to do that. And we will definitely do that. And we will advocate that only on Tando Radio Show because it's so important. So everyone, it's not goodbye. As always, I'll see you later.
Before you go, Dave, I'm sorry. Yeah. Before you go, just want to let the listeners know, coming up at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time is BIB Radio, Blacks in Business Radio, with Sister CC and Brother Robert. And I will be shutting down the conference line, but I'm going to reopen it right away. That's so it doesn't shut down on them because we've been on it for a while. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, cool. Fantastic. Let me just tell you, CC, Brother Davis, and I were all instrumental in starting a preparedness group. Ask these questions from these individuals all the time. They know and they're here to help. And Scotty knows, you know, always ask. This is what we should be focusing on is our prosperity, because there's an opportunity for us to recreate our overall existence that we subjugate ourselves to. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you
Absolutely.
Soon.
Absolutely.
Peace. Thank you, Brother Davis. Much love.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.